Representative Edgecombe and distinguished members of the Committee on Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. My name is Wendy Weiger, and as I've already said, I have a home in Greenville Junction and a camp on First Roach Pond in Frenchtown Township in the unorganized territories. I oppose LD 1798 because it would significantly weaken protection of Maine's North Woods. Maine's North Woods are one of our state's greatest assets. They're vital not just to our state's ecological health, but to our economic health as well. They should be managed on behalf of the people of the entire state. The North Woods need and deserve a strong, uniform, statewide administration. For the past 40 years, the Land Use Regulation Commission, LURC, has worked on behalf of all Maine citizens to protect the special character of our North Woods. LD 1798 would undermine LURC's effectiveness. LD 1798 would allow counties to opt out of LURC's unified statewide system. This could result in a tangled, complicated, and expensive mess. If counties opted out, there would no longer be consistent standards across the North Woods, and the result would be inequity for landowners and confusion for the public. Counties that opted out would need to spend money to create new planning, zoning, and permitting agencies. These counties would also need to pay for additional legal services and could incur major costs associated with lawsuits. All of these expenses would end up raising taxes paid by residents of the affected counties. Allowing counties to opt out is essentially the equivalent of abolishing LURC one county at a time. I'm also very concerned that LD 1798 would eliminate the requirement that applicants must demonstrate that there is a need for their project. Eliminating the demonstrated need criterion could lead to speculative development in areas where there's already a surplus of lots or houses, and such unnecessary development could degrade the character of the North Woods. Eliminating the demonstrated need criterion could also end up resulting in extra costs to the public to pay for services like road maintenance and police and fire protection. And on a more personal note, I just want to add my voice to all of those today who've emphasized how unique Maine's North Woods are in our nation. In 2009, I went on a three-week canoe trip. I got in my canoe in Greenville, and I paddled to St. Francis on the Canadian border. Where else in the 48 contiguous states could I have done that? And how rare and precious an opportunity that was. What a loss it would be to future generations if they're robbed of that opportunity through short-sighted development. So for all these reasons, I strongly urge you to vote ought not to pass on LD 1798. If this bill passes, I believe it will be a grave disservice to Maine's North Woods and to the people of the entire state.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendy. Seeing no questions, thank you very much for your
testimony. Thank you for your time.